Good Friday morning, DriveCast listeners. This is Pastor Jeff, one of the Lewis Center pastors, welcoming you to the weekend and to one of the most busiest times of year, the Christmas season. But before we get ahead of ourselves, I'd like to share a few thoughts with you from out of Luke's Gospel, chapter 24. You may remember the story of the two disciples walking on the road to Emmaus, the very day of Jesus' early morning resurrection, conversing with each other about the crucifixion and wild rumors of his resurrection that was being spread by eyewitnesses of his empty tomb. Luke 24:15 says that Jesus himself approached and began traveling with them. And then verse 16 goes on to say, but their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. The resurrected Jesus asked them what they're talking about. So they recount the last few days' events, and we who read the story appreciate that Jesus gets them to unwittingly tell him his own story. And finally, the two disciples and Jesus get to their village, and Jesus acts like he's going to go on, and they urge him to stay and have dinner together. And it was during the meal when Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them. The scripture says their eyes were opened and they finally recognized him. So to me, the question ends up being, how did the two disciples in Luke 24 miss Jesus? The scripture says their eyes were kept from recognizing him. Now, I'm not sure why they didn't know him, but the sad point of the fact is they were with Jesus, yet unaware. And from my own standpoint, what makes me miss Jesus more than anything is busyness. And the Holy Spirit convicted me as I read this chapter by saying, Jeff, you always seem to come to Jesus with a full plate. And we humans, we have this uncanny gift called rationalization. You know, for instance, I get to thinking I can squeeze another thing into my already busy schedule, that I can accomplish one more task today, that I can get one more thing and put it on my plate, and then I'll get my prayer time in, or then I'll get my Bible reading in. And of course, then will never come to me because I always have other to-dos. You know, it reminds me of a few years back, I was taking a class and the professor gave every student as they entered the class a paper plate and a Sharpie, and he took this huge loaf of bread and tore it all into small pieces and had us put as many pieces on our plate as we get our plate full. And then he had us sit down and he had us take a moment and ask, what was it that Jesus was revealing to me about our full plate? And he said, take a moment and listen to him. And then remove a piece and another piece off of your full plate until you could find a spot to where you could write down that thing, that one thing that was causing us to miss encountering Jesus. And it was a really profound exercise for me. And, you know, I know where you're driving, you can't take a paper plate and you can't write something on that plate. But the question this morning is simply this: what is it, that one thing that's causing you to miss encountering Jesus? I mean, maybe it's a work opportunity. Maybe it's even a promotion or one more family obligation. And it could even be what we always call a good busy. You know, as a matter of fact, I've used that line over and over again while describing situations to others. I can say, oh, well, it's a good busy. And so I ask you this morning, as you're going to work or you're going to school or you're running errands, would you just take a moment with me and just reflect on that one thing that God would want you to give to him, to offer him this week, that one thing that might be causing you to miss encountering him? Would you take a moment and just pray to the Lord something simply like this: Dear Lord Jesus, help me identify that thing that is causing me to miss encounters with you like the two disciples on the road to Emmaus. And Lord, once you've helped me identify that thing, then give me the courage to be able to delegate that task, to find someone else to help me with it, to allow me more time in my day, not to do other things that would cause me to miss encountering you, but to slow me down so that I won't miss you so that I won't be in your presence and miss you, Lord. Would you take just a second and pray something like that to Jesus? Well, folks, this is Pastor Jeff again, and I want to thank you so much for being with us on a Friday, and I pray that you have a blessed weekend, and we really hope to see you back on Monday's LifePoint Drivecast. God bless.